Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stuart Acuff with Utility Workers Union of America, asking you to tune in every time you can to Bob Carson's Carson's Corner, one of the best pro-labor shows in America. We love it at Utility Workers. We love it across the AFL-CIO, and we're grateful to Bob for coming on and holding up our issues and holding up our principles and values.
I'm Andrew Craig. I'm an investigative reporter and attorney based in Washington, and I'm the author of Presidential Puppetry, Obama, Romney, and Their Masters. And I want to encourage everyone to support, listen to, and talk about the Carson's Corner show in New Jersey, which is a pioneering, courageous, and apt voice for progressives in New Jersey that I first came to know in 2009 when he was the pioneering and virtually unique media outlet willing to take on Chris Christie, dig deep, and look at how he had come to power and how he was misusing it. And 4 years, 5 years later here, that's all come to pass.
Hi, this is David K. Johnston, and you're listening to Carson's Corner with Bob Carson.
Hi, this is Harry Kaysen, member supporter of the Zeitgeist Movement. As Zeitgeist members, we know that it is virtually impossible to find sources in the media that speak truth to power. Well, Carson's Corner does just that, and it is one of those special places where you can find out what is really going on. Not just what the bosses want you to know and think. So listen in and hear some truth at Carson's Corner. And oh, by the way, be sure to check out all the Zeitgeist and Zeitgeist-related films you can find on YouTube. We've got a world to save.
This is Les Leopold, the author of How to Make $1 Million an Hour, and I just want to tell you that you'll get a rich and rewarding experience by listening to Carson's Corner.
This is Greg Palast, reporter for BBC Television and Democracy Now, and author of the new book Vultures Picnic, In Pursuit of Petroleum Pigs, Power Pirates, and High Finance Carnivores, and you're listening to Carson's Corner on 5:30 a.m. Underground Progressive Radio, radio for the 99%. Help us occupy the airwaves and support Carson's Corner and support 5:30 Underground Progressive Radio.
Hey, this is Frank Schaefer, author, writer, New York Times bestseller. But I'm here today because I've got a new book called Why I'm an Atheist Who Believes in God. And I'm also on Carson's Corner because corporate media is so one-dimensional in terms of the kind of things they cover that they couldn't comprehend a discussion that would begin with a statement that implies a huge paradox. But I think there's a lot of thinking people out there who understand that life is paradoxical, and Carson's Corner is one of those places you can discuss it. So thanks for being with us.
Welcome live to another edition of Carson's Corner, the political show. My name is Bob Carson here with you on Sunday afternoon, and it's been a while since we did a show, folks, almost 2 weeks, and I apologize for that. That was mainly due to my schedule. We are working on a lot of things here on Carson's Corner. We're working on a panel discussion with some of the election advocates, the boycott election advocates, some of whom we've actually had on this program, because our first show with them last month was tremendously successful. It created a lot of buzz, and there still is a lot of buzz out there about boycotting the election and the system itself. That there is just a growing number of people, at least what I've seen on the internet, that just feel that the system is completely broken. Any effort within the system will inevitably be co-opted, okay? And there are no good politicians out there. We agree on that. You know, politicians are not elected to change things. Politicians are elected to keep things the way they are. And it's a real passionate discussion. And I know people that I work with that are just, you know, they agree with me when it comes to an expanded corporate state, when it comes to the marginalization of labor in America, where we have a system of labor control, where we have a tax code that is just been looted by the very wealthy. We have built to loot corporations, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in a little while, that are running rampant, are controlling us. The doctrine of corporate statism is alive and well in America. And, you know, we have the media pundits out there. We have the businessmen. We have the ruling class that are enriched by this expanding corporate state. It is in their best interest. It is in their interest financially. It is in their interest in terms of power, how you get things done in America, to keep it the way it is. And this works in opposition to us. This represses us. And so my question is why even bother with the election system? Why even bother voting? Why even bother supporting any political candidate under the current system? To me, you know, it's starting to make less and less sense. It really is. You have two political parties that are essentially one party, the business party, designed to serve the needs and interests of big business, and just continuing this system in its current form, continuing to vote and basically consent to tyranny, is not going to, you know, benefit anybody. And you look at what's happening in 2016. You look at, you know, on the surface of things, you look at, you know, Mitt Romney, or you look at Hillary Clinton. Does it really make a difference who gets elected? Is our life going to change? And the answer is absolutely not, because you look at what's happened in 2008. In 2008, we had President Obama, who, by the way, I supported President Obama in 2008. You had Danny Heifung of the Black Agenda Report on this program last month. He's a much younger person than I am, and he supported President Obama. You had Terry Lee, who, you know, is part of the election boycott effort. And Terry Lee is just a tireless social networker and advocate, and she's a very, very important person out there. She supported President Obama in 2008. And what have we had since 2008 under a black president that we're supposed to believe is progressive, according to the corporate media? We've had an expanding prison state, okay? Right now in the United States of America, there are more people locked up than any other country. The United States of America has, I believe, 5% of the world's population, yet we have 25% of the prison population. The more people we lock up, the better it is for business, which speaks to a value system disorder that we have in America. We have austerity. You know, President Obama, this is not noted in the corporate media, but President Obama created the model for austerity. It was President Obama that created the Simpson and Bowles Commission with the idea of cutting government spending, because we know that government spending is associated with minorities. The right wing in America believe that voting against the government, voting against an increase in government spending or any type of government spending, is a vote against minorities. It's a way to punish minorities, and that's a good thing for them. So what have we done in this country? We've cut spending, you know, and now, you know, our federal budget is at the lowest point in terms of our GDP that it has been in quite a long time. We have a shadow unemployment rate in America that is, you know, 15-20%. We have poverty running amok in America. Now, you know, the new normal of capitalism says that you're six times more likely to go into poverty than you are to become a millionaire in America. You've got American families that are underwater. Debt has replaced paychecks, okay? And we've had an expanding surveillance state, which, you know, private contractors that get government contracts through a weak and inefficient procurement process are monitoring our emails. There's no expectation of privacy. Our expectation of privacy has dwindled since 9/11, and in turn, corporations have gotten rich by spying on us, and they're using the government to produce the most feasible of outcomes. Well, this is what's happening in America, the corporate rule. The variance of the varied corporate welfare dished out by both political parties. And still, these people out there, you know, within the progressive Democrats of America, individuals that I know online, okay, and people that on some issues would agree with us, they still want to go back to the very system that causes all of these problems. You know, if President Obama, he is a black president, right, and he's supposed to be a progressive president. If these things are happening under President Obama, then doesn't that show you the inflexibility of our system? Doesn't that show you that, you know, no matter who is in the White House, no matter who is elected to office, things are going to be the same. The corporate state is going to expand. The wealthy are going to get wealthier. And you and I are going to get poor, because that's what happens in America. When somebody gets rich, many people get poor. Somebody is rich in America because other people are poor in America. Okay? And this is on overdrive. And this is irrespective of whoever is in control. And so why would we continue to support this? Why would we continue to legitimize our institutions, which are all under the control of the ruling class of America? The United States military, the court system, the judicial branch, the people operating within, you know, these institutions, they are the agents of the ruling class. And to vote and to legitimize this, after all that has been done, after all the statistics I just read to you, and I mean, I could go on and on and on, it is almost the very definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. You want to talk about Wall Street? You want to talk about, you know, what these people have to do to lose credibility, as Ralph Nader talks about? You've got a blood-sucking parasite in Robert Rubin, okay, who's a Clinton guy who was lobbied away from his government post. What the hell? I just got – something's wrong here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we have to Well, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this brief time out here.
Got no car, so I got no soul. Life is gripping, no parole, no control. Food, I got my